Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, while much of the current political and economic debate is focusing on legislation at the moment, like the expropriation bill and the NHI bill, I think there might be a bigger concern that is looming, and that's the potential collapse of the Government of National Unity. Now, if the GNU unravels, the Rand, investor confidence and economic stability could all take a major hit. But I guess we need to ask this question. Let's not overreact. How real is this threat? But if it were to happen, what would it mean for business and financial markets? I'm joined now by Harry Schertzer, who's Chief Executive Officer of Future Forex. He's been on our program many times before, and Harry has been tracking market sentiment closely. So, Harry, let's get straight to it. How much of a threat does this all really pose, or is this just the market either overreacting or being super cautious?
Yeah, how's it, Jeremy? Great to be on again. And while it is a very, very scary prospect that more than anything that the ANC and Cyril Ramaphosa is passing bills without consulting with the rest of the GNU, and that ultimately potentially calling for a dismantlement of the GNU, I do believe that, being optimistic myself, I do believe that we are going to find a solution here. But the investors are spooked at the moment. They're spooked by the idea that one element of the GNU is kind of acting without the consent of others. And if that does result in, for example, the DA leaving the GNU, that would be a really, really bad thing for investors and for economic stability. So I'll say that the risk here is high in terms of if it does happen, but I do tend to believe that we're going to find a solution which doesn't involve that outcome.
We always hear about investor confidence, Harry, being linked to political stability. But it's also true to say, isn't it, that markets thrive on volatility. So if there is a shakeup in one way or another, doesn't that actually create opportunity rather than extend or exacerbate the risk?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I'll say as a overarching statement is that in South Africa, in particular, being a third world economy and effectively an emerging market, because of that, this country actually does very poorly on uncertainty. Because of uncertainty, you have international investors saying, well, I'll wait for things to stabilize before jumping in, because if it does go the incorrect direction, there's a lot of risk there. And so the uncertainty alone might actually be causing our rand to be undervalued. You'll notice that over the weekend alone, the rand depreciated 1.5% against the dollar. That's because investors are basically saying, let's wait for this to play out. We don't like the uncertainty. Let's wait to see if it's a positive or negative outcome, and then we'll come back in. So it might be the case that the rand is actually undervalued relative to its almost fair value because people are waiting on the sidelines for a conclusion here.
There was that loss of value at the weekend, but again, if you look at the numbers today, up by 0.29%, 18 rand 67. So it's not overreacting at all, is it?
Well, it could be. Look, the market is volatile in general, and it's almost a matter of no news is good news, particularly when the cause for concern here is a dismantlement of the GNU and people leaving and fracturing the government. So when nothing happens, naturally, the rand is going to get a little bit stronger as people get confidence that actually maybe this is nothing. As you say, maybe we've been overreacting. So with no news, that's seen as good news. But we do know that there is a cabinet meeting tomorrow, which should be very, very insightful as to what ends up happening. So this will all be done relatively soon and concluded relatively soon, we would hope. And then I would hope that that would result in positive news and the rand going back to where it was pre the weekend, around the 18.35 mark.
On the flip side to that, though, if there would be a reconfiguration in one way or another, Harry, of the GNU, would there be an instant major sell-off of the rand?
I suspect so, I'm afraid, Jeremy. Although I think, as I said previously, although I think the probability of that is low, I do suspect that if, let's say, the DA, who've already said, if we're not going to be consulted in decisions, we're going to have to either have a reset of relationships or leave the GNU, they've already threatened that. If they went through with that and left the GNU, My suspicion is that the Rand would not do well as a result. The reason for that is twofold. Number one, uncertainty. What happens next? Do the ANC make decisions independently? Do they bring in another party? What happens now? And as I said, investors do not like uncertainty. But the second thing is that the market tends to appreciate the policies of the DA more so than those that are pushed by the ANC. The expropriation without compensation is a very clear example of this. The NHI bill that was signed last year as well. So I think for two reasons. Number one, because DA creates more stability for investors in policies. But number two, because there's uncertainty in general and it's unclear where we're going to go from there. So yes, I suspect if the DA did leave, we'd see a sell-off of the Rand.
There is, of course, the longer-term argument, Harry, that the GNU is too fragile to last anyway, and surely businesses and investors should be factoring that in and maybe even preparing for a post-GNU landscape, whatever that may look like. And therein, again, lies more uncertainty.
Exactly. Therein lies more uncertainty. And I'm an ever optimist about this country and highly patriotic. So I tend to believe that the GNU, while it's fragile right now, I believe that everyone ultimately wants the same thing for South Africa, which is economic growth. And all parties are going to come to that conclusion that to get economic growth, they can't have this government split up. It can't happen. It's going to be terrible for the Rand. And I think they're all aware of that. So my suspicion is that everything will come right. And while it's a fragile government at the moment, I suspect it'll become more stable over time. But of course, if the flip side happens and we do see a non-GNU governing party, it is concerning because of how flip-floppy it is and what happens next, etc.
And in terms, in practical terms, as far as forex markets are concerned, then what would happen?
Well, what would happen then is the Rand would depreciate against the dollar. The dollar would go to, say, 19 to 1, 19.5 to 1, maybe 20 to 1 if it's a real sell-off. And then we all effectively become slightly less wealthy in global terms, because if we're importing, we have to pay more for our goods. If we're going on holiday, as a more practical example, we have to spend more on each coffee we buy. And so the way to sort of get around this, or to mitigate this risk if you're lucky enough to have savings, is to ensure that not all your savings are Rand-based. It's very important to diversify such that at least part of your portfolio does lie in euros, dollars, pounds, some other some foreign currency in terms of how the assets are generating return. And that way, if this did happen, and I don't think it will, and I hope it doesn't, but if it did happen, you'd be largely protected.
And Harry, I rather wish you hadn't used that example of coffee, because you would have seen reports at the weekend that say coffee anyway, the price thereof is set to rise by 40% over the next 12 months. So that's a good place to leave it. Harry Schertzer from Future Forex, Chief Executive Officer, thank you very much.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.